USA Radio News.
The first of 5 days of memorials honoring the late Senator John McCain started today in Arizona, where he became only the third person to lie in the state capitol in 40 years. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey reflects on Arizona without Senator McCain.
To the rest of the world, John McCain was Arizona. When all of us here traveled and told people we were from Arizona, people knew two big things about it: John McCain and the Grand Canyon. Imagining Arizona without John McCain is like picturing an Arizona without the Grand Canyon. It's just not natural.
A new report 1 year after Hurricane Maria shows the storm was officially the most deadly U.S. natural disaster in the last century. The official death toll was 64, but after the government requested a review, now we're finding out that close to 3,000 people were killed in Hurricane Maria. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The president slams the world's most popular search engine. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The president accusing Alphabet Incorporated's Google search platform of elevating critical news stories about him and his presidency at the expense of more friendly conservative reports. It's adding to the growing scrutiny of tech giants by policymakers. The president accusing Google and others of suppressing conservative voices, though he cited no evidence for his claims. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow telling reporters the administration is, quote, taking a look at possibly imposing new regulations on Google. A Google spokesperson's response to it all, quote, we don't bias our results toward any political ideology. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Final look at your numbers on Wall Street for this Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial was up 60 points to close the day at 26,124. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify, to see if your area is available. Call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
Primaries in Arizona set up some fierce battles coming up this November midterm elections. There's a lot of talk whether there will be a red wave or a blue wave or what exactly will happen. Well, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich says he expects things to stay the same and, if anything, be a red wave.
The president once again proved his muscle in helping Ron DeSantis win the nomination by a big margin when DeSantis originally was the underdog. The president sent us a lot. And frankly, the contrast in Florida between an absolute socialist who only got 34% of the primary vote, and a conservative Republican pro-Trumper is going to be about as wide as you could get. And that's going to fit what's happening in the Senate race. I think Governor Rick Scott is going to decisively beat the Democratic incumbent, Bill Nelson. Florida, when people start talking about a blue wave, you ought to point out to them, Florida is likely to be a desert island for the Democrats with no wave at all, given these kind of outcomes. And by the way, in Arizona, President Trump was very gracious and supportive of Congresswoman McSally when they had the signing ceremony for the National Defense Authorization Act. She was the first woman to fly in combat and has a remarkable record. I think she's going to win the Senate race there. And again, the so-called blue wave is going to disappear in the sand. If anything, more of a red wave by the time we get to November than a blue wave.
Gingrich was speaking there on Fox News, and for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.